Avos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. As an introduction to this Mishnah, I'd like to quote a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memhei Amud Beis, and to relate a Dvar Torah, a vort that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Ruderman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. The Gemara there in Sukkah states, V'yomer Chizki Amar Rav Yirmiyah Mishum Rashbi. Rav Chizkiya said in the name of Rav Yirmiyah, in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah v'heim Watan. I have seen men of great stature, but they are few in the world. Im Elef Hein, if there's 1,000 of these b'nei Aliyah, Aniyu b'nei Mehen. I and my son Eliezer, we are 2 of those 1,000. In Meyohem, if there are 100 of these B'nai Aliyah, Aniyu B'nai Mehen, I and my son are 2 of the 100. In Shnayim Hain, if there's only 2 B'nai Aliyah in the entire world, do you know who they are? Aniyu B'nai Hain, I and my son are those 2 B'nai Aliyah. The question is an obvious one. We know that a great Talmud Chacham has to be at the same time a great Anav. And this statement of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would seem to be the epitome of gaiva, of haughtiness, that if there were only 2 B'nai Aliyah in the entire world, he and his son are those 2. Answered the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not trying to be haughty. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was trying to teach us a lesson, that a person should never, in the Lashon of the Rosh Yeshiva, be nespoiled from the Rabbim. A person should never say to himself, look, there are billions of people in the entire world that do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are billions of people in the world who do not believe in my religion. Perhaps I should pick up my hands in despair and say that I will join the Rabbim. And the answer is no. If there's only 1,000 in the world, I'm not nespoiled from the Rabbim. I'm not going to get depressed and feel sad about the fact that I am not with the majority. There's a story that's told, I believe it was with the Knight of Yehuda or Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, where someone came to him and said, you have in the Torah that Achri Rabban Lahatais, that you should go after a majority. Well, the majority of the world is against your religion. Why don't you go with the majority? Answered this Gadol, we only go after a majority when there's a suffix, when there's a doubt. But if we are vadai, if we know 100% that our emunah, that our Yiddishkeit, that our religion is the truth, we do not go after the majority. So Rav Shimon Ben Yochai was saying, never be nespoiled, never be amazed because of the majority that's against you. Never get disheartened from the majority against you. If there's 1,000 in the world and everybody else is against you, be 2 of the 1,000. And if there's only 100 in the world, be 2 of the 100. And if the whole world is against you, you and your son remain the B'nai Aliyah because you know that you are following the Derech HaEmes. And perhaps this thought of the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal is applicable to the Mishnah that we are about to learn. For in it we find that it does not matter how many Jews are learning Torah, whether it's 10, or the Mishnah then goes down to 5, or 3, or 2, or to even 1. A person has to always remember the Shechina is with him. He can never get disheartened. Even if he's a Jew all alone, learning someplace in the world, in a hidden dungeon by himself, he's not alone. The Rabbeinu Shlolem is with him. He should never be amazed. He should never be nespoiled because of the Rabbim, the masses that are against him. He has Hashem on his side. He should remain a Ben Aliyah. Begins the Mishnah. Rabbi Chalafta Ishkvar Chananya Oimer, Asar Rosh Yoishvim Va'oiskim Batorah, if 10 people are sitting together and they are busy learning Torah, Shechina Shruya B'neim, then the Holy Spirit of Hashem rests between them. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that a Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down from heaven and opens up their eyes to see the great light of Torah. How do I know that the Shekhinah comes when there are 10? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing by an Eda of Hashem. And the Gemara tells us that Ve'ein Eda Pusim Yasara. When the Torah uses the term Eda, it refers to 10 people. We learn this from the fact that Hashem said to Moshe, Ad Masai Ha'Eda Ha'Ra'azais, referring to the Meraglim, and excluding Yeshua and Kalev, who were Tzaddikim. So when Hashem was referring to the remaining 10 Meraglim as being an Eda Ra, we see that the term Eda refers to 10 people. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Elikim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, in the Eda of Hashem, it's referring to 10 people. Umi 9 continues the Mishnah, Afila Chamisha. If there's only 5 Jews learning, how do we know that the Shekhinah is there as well? Shenemar. The Pasuk says in Amos, Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, Va'agudasoi Al Eretz Yisoda. His aguda, his group together, is established on earth. The beginning of the pasuk states, "Habone b'shamayim aloysev." He builds in heaven his steps, which means that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in heaven, goes down from heaven to earth when there is an aguda, which refers to the 5 fingers of a person when he unites those 5 fingers together and makes a fist. It becomes like one unit. That is the aguda that the pasuk is speaking about, and we see that there are 5 people learning Torah together. Uminayin afilo shloisha. How do we know that the Shekhinah doesn't only come down for heaven for 5 people, but even for 3? Shenemar, the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Pei Beis, pasuk Aleph states, Bekerav Elohim Yishboit. This Elohim refers not to Hashem, but it refers to a bezdin of 3. So when there's a bezdin of 3, that is rendering a psak in money matters, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits amongst them and judges with them together. Hashem is a shutav, a partner, when they are sitting in the Din Torah. Uminayin afilo shnayim. How do you know that Hashem joins even 2 people who are learning b'chavrus together? Shenemar, the pasuk says in Malachi, Perek Gimel, pasuk Tazayin, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'eyu. One person will speak to his friend. So we see where the pasuk is referring to 2 people. And what happens? Vayakshev Hashem vayishma. Hashem will hear and he will listen. Uminayin afil echad. How do we know that even when one person is learning Torah, the Shekhinah is with him? Shenemar, the pasuk here in the Kohati that I'm reading from, it says, Shmos chaf chav dalet. This is a mistake. It's Shmos perik chaf pasuk chaf aleph. The pasuk states, Bechol hamokem asher asker eshmi, wherever you mention my name, Ovoy elecho uveirachticha, I will come to you and I will bless you. So here we're speaking about an individual, and we see that the Shekhinah is coming to him. Now, the obvious question on this pasuk is that it should say, Bechol hamokem asher tazkir eshmi, wherever you, Klal Yisrael, mention my name, I will come to bless you. The Ritva says that the pasuk here is using the system of atbash, which means that an aleph at the beginning of the aleph beis and a tof at the very last letter of the aleph beis are interchangeable, and huadin, bash, beis and shin, or gimel and resh. Each letter at the beginning of the aleph beis up to number 11, because there's 22 letters in the aleph beis. So from the beginning of the Aleph Beis till the 11th number, those letters are interchangeable with their counterparts starting from Tav and going backwards to the middle of the Aleph Beis. That system is Atbash. Therefore, an Aleph and a Tav are interchangeable. So the Ritva says, it's as if it says, B'chol makam asher tazkir Hashmi. Rashi in Chumash explains, wherever I, Hashem, the asker is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever I, Hashem, will give you permission to mention my Shem HaMeforosh, which means in the Beis HaMikdash, Ovei Elecha V'rachticha, I will come to bless you. And the Shem HaMeforosh refers either to the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which normally we pronounce as if it was written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Adni, and in the Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to pronounce it Yud Ke Vav Ke, or it refers to the Shem HaMeforosh, the revealed name of Hashem that has 12 letters, or the revealed name of Hashem that has 42 letters, which was only allowed to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. If a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, I will come and I will bless you. I thought of a pshat based on a thought of a great Hasidish Rebbe based on a story that happened in Europe. And perhaps my thought is correct, that the story and the lesson is definitely a proper one. There was once a Melamed who had children. He was teaching how to read. And he had one student who, whenever it came to the end of a pasuk, and there are two dots there which signify the end of the pasuk, he would think that they're like two yuds, and he would read it as Hashem's name. So the Melamed said to his Talmud, "No, you're making a mistake. When you have two yuds at the end of a pasuk, that's soif pasuk. That's the end. That just means that the pasuk is ending. When you have two yuds that are next to each other in the middle of the pasuk, that is the Shem Hashem. Two yuds, one right next to each other, that's the name of Hashem. But those two that are one on top of the other, that's the end of the pasuk." When a Hasidish Rebbe heard this, that the Melamed had said, he said to his Hasidim, there's a great lesson, a very profound lesson in what this Rebbe taught his Talmud. Tzvei Yidin, a Yid, is not only the letter Yud, but it represents a Yid, a member of Klal Yisrael. So this, what the Melamed says, teaches us how a man should relate to his fellow Jew. If there's Tzvei Yidin that are equal to each other, they're standing right next to each other, that's the Shem Hashem. But when you have Tzvei Yidin, where one is on top of the other, when one thinks he's greater than the other, he's more equal than the other is subservient to him, that's the Soif Pasuk, that's the end. There's no Shechina there. So perhaps that's what this pasuk is saying, I would like to suggest. B'chol ha'mokem asher azkir shmi. If your relation to your fellow Jew is one of not you and I, but rather we're one unit, we, both of us together, are azkir. We are both one. You and me are I. You're part of my I. And therefore, when I mention the name of Hashem, I'm doing it together with you. And the pasuk phrases it, "B'chol amakim asher azkir." The way I'm mentioning Hashem's name is you and me, you and my fellow Jew and myself, we're both one unit. We're both as if we're one person. Then Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "I will treat you also mida keneged mida in the singular." Avoy Elecha Vrachticha, as if you're one unit, as we find at Har Sinai, that Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, Rashi says, Ke Ish Echad Belev Echad. Klal Yisrael was totally united. They were all as if they were one. Not Vayachanu, they camped in plural, but Vayichan, they camped as if they were Ke Ish Echad, like one person, Belev Echad, with one heart. When there's unity in Klal Yisrael, that's when the Shechina comes down and blesses Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachas and Davovim et Aleph tells us, although the Shechina is there by 10, by 5, 3, 2, and 1, but there's a difference between them. By 2, the Pasuk concludes, Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem Isha Re'eu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, and then it says, Vayikasev Sefer Zikor Lefanov, that when two people are learning, it's written into a Sefer. By 1, it's not written into a Sefer. 3 is teaching us, says the Gemara, that although the three people are not actually learning Torah, they are adjudicating in a din Torah, but that is also considered Torah, and therefore the Shechina is Shorah between them. And now there's a difference between 10 and 3. By 3, Hashem only comes once the Bezdin is in session. That's what the Pasuk says. Bekerev Elohim Yishboit. When there's a Bezdin in session, there Hashem will judge together with them. Whereas by 10, that's on a higher level, and there Hashem precedes the minion that's going to be learning Torah. Elohim nitzav badas keil. Hashem is standing there. He's waiting for the tzibur to come by 10. If he knows 10 people are coming, he even precedes them to their learning place. By 3, it's only bekerev Elohim yishbot. It's only inside the Bezdin, once the Bezdin is functioning, that Hashem judges with them. Mishnah Zion. In this Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer Ish Bar Toisa, who came from the village, the Kfar of Bar Toisa, tells us that when we give tzedakah or we spend money on a mitzvah, we should give it magnanimously. We should give it in abundance, realizing that everything that we possess, life and sustenance, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we pay for a mitzvah, or we give tzedakah, then we're actually giving back to Hashem that which He has given us. And Rabbi Lozer was not just one to speak, but he actually was mekayim it, as we find in the Gemara in Tanis of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, that whenever the Gaboi tzedakah would see Rabbi Lozer Ish Bar Toisa, they would run away from him, because they knew that if he was aware of any cause, he would give away all the money that he possessed at that time for the cause, even if he was denying himself his own sustenance. And therefore, they didn't want to take the money from him, and they ran away. One day, the Gemara tells us that he was going to buy for the purposes of the wedding of his daughter. And the Gaboi tzedakah saw him, and they began to hide and run away. And he ran after them, and he caught up with them. And he said to them, I am making you swear that you should tell me, what are you busy with right now? What charity? And they said, we are trying to marry off a Yosom and a Yosoma, these orphans. Said Rabbi Lozer, Nishba ani, I swear, Shehem Koidmim Labiti, they take priority over my own daughter. Lokach kol ma shehoya biyoda, he took everything that he possessed, v'nosan lahem, and he gave it to them. Begins the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer Ish Bar Toisa Omer, ten loy mishaloy, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which is his. She'ata v'shaloch shaloy, because you and everything that you possess come from him and belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore give it with abundance and don't give it in a stingy manner. And so the Chazal have darshan on the Pasuk in Iyuv, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, which states, Mi hikati mani va'ashalim, who has preceded me that I should be indebted to him, that I should have to pay him. And Chazal say this means, Klum asisa mezuzah achenasate lacha bayis. Did you ever make a mezuzah before I, Hashem, gave you the house to put that mezuzah on? Have you ever made a mako achenasate lach gag? I gave you the roof of the house upon which you have the mitzvah to build a protection that no one should fall off the roof, a mako. But I gave you the roof first. Tzitzes achenasate lach talis. You made tzitzes on a talis, but I was the one who enabled you to purchase the talis. So therefore, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the money that we pay for mitzvahs, for tzedakah. We're just giving Hashem back that which He initially gave to us. V'chein b'David Weimer, and so we find concerning David, and this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Yudalid, where the pasuk states, Ki mimcha hakoil, everything is from you, said David, u'miyotcha, and from your hand, nasanu lach, we gave to you. That which we took from you, we now are giving back to you. Rab Shimon Omer, Rab Shimon says, Hamahalach baderech, somebody's walking on the way, Vishona, and he's learning, Umafsik mimishnasi, and he takes a break from his learning, he stops learning, Vaomer, he sees a beautiful field, and he says, Mano ilon zeh, how beautiful is this tree, Umano nir zeh, and how beautiful is this plowed field, look how straight the lines are, everything looks very in order, it looks beautiful. Mala olav akasav, the Torah considers it ki ilu mischayev binafshrei, as if he bears guilt for his soul, because he's being mafsik from learning. And really, it's not only if he sees a nice tree or a nice plowed field, but the Tan is just giving us, says the Bartanura, examples which are common that someone would see beautiful sights on a trip, and it is the nature of people that what they see on a trip with their own eyes, they are often speaking about that experience. But the Mishnah does not mean to say that if he was mafsik for any other sicha, any other talk, that it would be any different. What's the reason why Kilu Mischai B'Nafshei? The Meiri says, it's as if he's not even learning Torah at all. And if a person is not learning Torah at all, we understand that he is guilty for his soul, that he's Mischaiv B'Nafshei. Says the Meiri, the reason, Shetivoy Shalotim, the nature of a person, Nimshach Achra HaVolim Vasichas HaBatelis, his nature is to go after things that are wasteful, that have no meaning, and empty talk. The Yimshach Mimenu Bazeh, he will continue, Ad Sheyifrik Altar Legamri. If he's able to be mafsik from his learning because of these beautiful sights of nature that he sees, eventually, Chas V'Sholem, he'll come to get involved in all those sights and forget about learning Torah totally, and therefore we understand why it's Kilu Mischai B'Nafshei. I believe I once heard from Moiriv Rebbe, HaGoyin Reb Mordechai Gifter Zitzal, that he said from one of the great Gedolim that the pshat in this Mishnah is that really Istakel Boraisu Bor Alma, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. The world is the nature that Hashem has created, but when one looks in nature, he sees Niflois HaBoire. He sees the wonders of the world. So what the Mishnah here is saying is that if a person is learning, and he is, when a person learns, Hashem speaks to him. As the Ragachover once said, when we daven, we speak to Hashem, but when we learn, Hashem speaks to us. So if a person has Hashem speaking to him, and then he's mafsik, and he looks at nature, and he gets dazzled by nature and forgets that there's Hashem in nature. So that is the reason why it's Mischai B'Nafshei. Why are you separating between the beauty of nature that you see and the Torah that you're learning? They are all manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see that beautiful tree, you should realize that tree was made by Hashem, and it should not cause you to separate yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the learning that you're doing in which Hashem is speaking to you. That's the tain on you. You're forgetting about who's behind the tree, who's behind the beautiful plowed field. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's mafsik b'mishnasi. He sees a separation between Torah and Bria, between Torah and nature. That is the reason why Harezah Mischai B'Nafshei. It is well known that Rav Hirsch, when he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'achar Me'ev Esrim Shana, when Rav Hirsch will go to the Olam HaEmes, Rabbi Shalom will ask him, have you seen my Alps? Have you seen the beauty of the Swiss Alps? Those Alps are manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Niflois HaBoire. Don't make a separation between Torah and nature. Realize that in nature is the very same Hashem who's in Torah.